Many people complain that even after 15 years of marriage, they never got a child. And thus, they were being tortured and teased by their in-laws. And I have given to more than 100 people, every case has succeeded. There has never been one case of failure in this particular mantra. It's called Santana Gopala Mantra. It is in page 77 of my mantra book. There are actually two mantras, or the two mantras can be told together, and they are wonderful. And there is a case of one Sadaji, Kamalji Singh. One day he came to me at Lucknow along with his wife, and he said he had spent nearly a lakh of rupees for correcting his negative orange factor, which is a stumbling block in the way of getting a child. But when the first child just was conceived, just within 2 months' time, it was aborted. But at that time, well, that his own doctor had gone somewhere, even to another doctor. That fellow said, "Foolish, the fallopian tubes are so narrow, even if you conceive 100 times, it will be an abortion. There is no use of your having treated at all." He was shocked. He came to me. I said, "I am an old villager believing in orthodox things. I have no idea of your fallopian tubes and all these things. They are all in the realm of doctors. But," I said, "if you really like it, if both of you are interested in it, well, I'll give you." I gave them this mantra. Exactly within 12 months, they got that one girl child. After about 2.5 to 3 years, they got another child. Both are alive now. It's about 7-8 years. Both are kicking well. And whenever I am at Lucknow, almost every day they come to me. They're there. See here, I have given the dhyana and I have given the mantra. Wherever in the book the dhyana comes, it is not a must. You may just omit it. Only the mantra alone you do, that's sufficient. And dhyana is, after all, done only once. It is not a japa. Japa is done only with the mantra. Go on repeating it again and again and again, only the mantra. That is called the japa. So dhyana is told once. That is for meditation purpose. You just think of your deity as per the shloka, which contains a description. That is it. It's not, there is nothing sacrosanct about it. So I will tell you the mantra alone. The first mantra: Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Glaum Devaki Suta Govinda Vasudeva Jagatpate Dehime Tanayam Krishna Twamaham Sharanangatam. Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Glaum Devaki Suta Govinda Vasudeva Jagatpate Dehime Tanayam Krishna Twamaham Sharanangatam. Again, last time, Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Glaum Devaki Suta Govinda Vasudeva Jagatpate Dehime Tanayam Krishna Twamaham Sharanangata. Especially that Bijakshara, Shreem, Hreem, Kleem, Glaum, they are very powerful. And then the next mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Jagat Prasutaye Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Jagat Prasutaye Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Jagat Prasutaye
ನಮಃ. ಓ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ಜಗತ್ಪ್ರಸೂತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ಜಗತ್ಪ್ರಸೂತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಓ ನಮಃ ಭಗವತೇ ಜಗತ್ಪ್ರಸೂತಿಯೇ ನಮಃ. ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಗೋ.